This is Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Kenton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. One of the real knotty issues Christian theology deals with and Christians struggle with understanding is the relationship between the sovereignty of God and human responsibility. Now, I wish that I could promise you that in the next few minutes I will resolve this for you in this Pastor for the Day broadcast, but of course I can't make such a promise. But what I would like to do is take you to a passage in Matthew which I think does bring some perspective to the issue. Matthew 11:25-30 reads as follows. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The sovereignty of God is seen in verses 25 through 27. Notice how Jesus addresses his prayer. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus is thinking of God, the Father, as sovereign over heaven and earth. God created the heavens and the earth. God is Lord of heaven and earth. That is about as clear a statement of sovereignty as you could have. As Lord, it is his right to hide and reveal knowledge. D.A. Carson says that what was hidden from the wise and prudent of Jesus' day was the significance of Jesus' miracles, the messianic age introduced by John the Baptist, and the content and full importance of Jesus' teaching and ministry. The sovereign morality of this is affirmed by Jesus' words in verse 26, which say, Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. God made the decision, it seemed good to him. Hence, he is sovereign. Finally, it is really verse 27 which best shows the sovereignty of God. Matthew 11:27 says again, All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Knowing God must be revealed to us by the Son. The knowledge of God comes through knowing Jesus Christ. Recall Jesus' dialogue with Philip, in which he says that if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you both know him and have seen him. To me, that makes perfect sense. To know the Lord God must be revealed to us by himself. The only way finite man could know infinite God is if God let us know him. The Son must will to reveal him. But then Jesus issues his invitation in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is no parallel to this passage in the other Gospels. It boldly stands out here immediately following knowing God is a matter of God's sovereignty. Knowing God is a matter of man's responsibility. This offer is universal. This offer is unlimited. It is an offer for rest, which is best understood as salvation for sinners. Salvation is given. It is not worked for or deserved. It is through coming to know Jesus and receiving the gift of salvation he freely offers. We are invited to come to Jesus. Our human responsibility to know God is to come to Jesus. Who needs to come to Jesus? Sinners, those who labor and are heavy laden. In Matthew 19:16, a rich young ruler comes to Jesus and asks what good thing he should do to obtain eternal life. Jesus tells him to keep the law, and the ruler says he has, and what is he still lacking? Jesus says, go and sell all you have and come follow me. If the rich man was willing to believe Jesus, he would have what he sought, but he wasn't willing to believe Jesus. Coming to Jesus means believing in him. Yes, there is tension between knowing God and God's sovereignty and human responsibility. Jesus makes it clear what our part is. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. May I close with a quotation from Philippians 3:8. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Have you done your part in knowing God? Have you answered Jesus' invitation to come? I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Kenton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.